Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
North Korea is accusing the Trump administration of amplifying tensions in East Asia. In an exclusive interview with the Associated Press, North Korea's vice foreign minister said President Trump's, quote, aggressive tweets were, quote, making trouble. Yesterday, the president tweeted, quote, I have great confidence that China will properly deal with North Korea. If they are unable to do so, the U.S. with its allies will, USA. North Korea is also warning that it could conduct another missile launch or nuclear test soon. Well, joining us now with some thoughts is Jim Walsh. He's with the Security Studies Program at MIT, and he's also Here and Now security analyst. Hi there, Jim.
Hi, Magna. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. So let's start by talking about China's potential role in this. They've been encouraging caution, right? I mean, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said military force cannot resolve this issue.
Yeah, two different tracks, it seems, from the Chinese. One is to try to dampen down tensions. They've always been advocates for the six-party talks and negotiating. So this is sort of consistent with what they've said in the past. And they do sound a little worried about it. But the other thing that received less attention is that there is a Chinese newspaper that often is a vehicle for the Chinese government that seemed to threaten that if North Korea went forward with its expected nuclear test on Saturday, that they might yank some of their oil supplies to North Korea. So two different messages, I think, to the U.S. to let's pull this back a little, and to the North Koreans, don't test or there'll be consequences.
So let's talk about more about what might happen tomorrow. Tomorrow's the so-called Day of the Sun in North Korea. Do you think they will test a missile?
Yes. I think they may have a nuclear test. Now, you know, we'll come back on Monday and I'll be wrong. But, you know, I've been through – this is not my first rodeo here. I've done this many years. It certainly has the look and feel of a nuclear test. The site's ready to go. And the comments by Han, who used to be ambassador, who I've known for over a decade, who's now vice foreign minister – there's nothing in those comments that would make you think they weren't going to test. And it's a big deal. It's, you know, it's a birthday for the grandfather, and the young Kim tries to associate himself with his grandfather. So I would say, yes, there's more likely to be a test.
Jim, if North Korea tests and does another nuclear test tomorrow and China follows on by yanking some oil, though, is that an adequate response? I mean, can that be enough to stop what seems like an inexorable escalation on the Korean Peninsula right now?
Well, it certainly won't. If they test, then that attempted deterrence or compellence on the part of China will have failed. What will also have failed is this sending a aircraft carrier group as a signal seeming to threaten the North Koreans if they test. And so I believe the North Koreans are going to call Mr. Trump's bluff, and I think that the U.S. will not respond with an attack following a nuclear test. We're sending the vice president to Seoul. I don't think we'd be sending him to Seoul if we thought there might be a chance of an escalation and war.
Which is, Seoul is what, 12 miles or so from the DMZ?
Well, within range of North Korean artillery that are aligned there behind the DMZ.
Moreover, that trip, by the way, could always be canceled at the last second if the United States decides to do a strike of some kind.
Yeah, I just don't see, that doesn't seem to come from the North Korean playbook. You know, we're sort of in a different world with Mr. Trump. The North Koreans sort of they do this is their style. This is the playbook they follow. I also doubt that we would respond militarily, because as far as I know, what people have told me about the North Korea policy review, which was completed in Washington a couple of weeks ago, military options were excluded and the policy was going to be, quote, extreme pressure and engagement. I think pretty much everyone realizes there really isn't a military option here. Even if you got every single nuclear weapon, which you could not have confidence you would do, they still have all these artillery tubes aimed at the capital of our ally who, by the way, does not have a sitting president, and so we're doing this without them, as well as the VX that they all reminded us that they have, that nerve agent, which they used to kill Kim's half-brother. So a lot going on here.
So then what are the United States' option then? What is President Trump's options? I mean, I read that tweet earlier. He said that if China's unable to act, the U.S. would with its allies.
Yeah, I think that's all talk. And I think everyone knows that. I mean, I hope the people in the region already know that. The policy review, as I said, suggested that it's going to rely on sanctions and maybe engagement at the very end of the process. I was struck by Mr. Trump's comments in the Wall Street Journal article, almost reminiscent of his comments about healthcare earlier, saying that, you know, North Korea turns out to be a lot more complex than he thought. And he had a 10-minute talk with the Chinese president and looking at it a little differently now and doesn't think that China can solve it on its own. So I'm hoping that there's a learning process. But
Jim, I'm going to jump in here because you keep using the word hope. On the other hand, we just dropped America's largest non-nuclear bomb in Afghanistan. So, I mean, aren't we sending militarized signals here?
I don't think anyone takes that seriously. I mean, Afghanistan and Syria are not North Korea. North Korea has nuclear weapons. Those other two countries don't. North Korea has artillery tubes aimed at the heart of Seoul. Those other two countries don't. There's no comparison to be made here. And frankly, the message only works if the audience is listening, and I don't think they're listening.
Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst. He's also with the Security Studies Program at MIT. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.